Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in a little bit later this morning. Gosh, she's got the enviable task of walking Buford in the rain today. He doesn't like the rain.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he would like the rain.
Yeah, he's not crazy about the rain. Yeah. Hey, good morning. It's the 4th of November. Today is Election Day. And yes, it's not sunshiny, but do not use that as an excuse to not to vote. 7:05 in the morning, news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
You like the rain?
Yeah, I like it. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live in it all the time.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I've lived in places where it's rained a lot.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it to rain all the time, but I like it when it rains.
So, Nash, of course, is Election Day today. And what else?
There's not many other days. National Candy Day.
Okay, after Halloween.
Yeah, and National.
Is this where all the extra candy is, what did people do with the extra candy? I know people that bought, like, you know, lots of, you know, a big bowl full, and kids just didn't come by their house this year. So I wonder what they do with all of it.
Eat it.
You think so?
Maybe donate it.
Donate it. Where would you donate it to?
I don't know.
I don't know. One Safe Place. You know, they have kids down there.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
National Chicken Lady Day, and that's it.
Chicken Lady?
Dr. Tina Dupre. Worked for.
And she was, why do they call her the Chicken Lady? Don't say things like that unless you can back it up.
She just, because she worked for the second largest chicken restaurant in the world as a director of community relations and training. But she does a lot of stuff in the community, which is weird because I don't know why it's a national day when it's somebody we don't even know. But those were the only 2 days.
Well, no, there's days that we don't. I mean, I have no idea. National Pumpkin Seed Pie Day. I mean, who makes these things up? Okay, today, showers. Likely. I would say they're very likely since it's raining right now downtown. And then widespread haze also between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m., patchy fog. High near 60, chance of precipitation, I would say, is about 100%. Tonight, showers mainly after 1 a.m., and the rain could get heavy at times. Now, wind gust as high as 32 miles per hour this evening, so be aware of that. Tomorrow, showers and possibly thunderstorm before 1 p.m., then showers between 1 and 4 p.m., and possibly a thunderstorm after 4 p.m. High near 60, south wind 14 to 18 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 37 miles per hour. Wednesday night, showers and a low of around 53. Thursday starts to only have a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 62, and Thursday night, showers likely. Friday, showers likely, and Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 72. And Saturday night, though, another slight chance of showers and a chance of showers Sunday night, and Monday. So we're going to have Saturday. Looks like it's going to be a good one. I saw a weather report and was watching how they were coming in. How the weather systems were coming in. So it looks like we're going to have this, except for Saturday, for a good week here. But who knows? Partly sunny on Monday, so there's a slight chance of showers. All right, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. is a multi-generational family-owned business. Been in the business about 30 years. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They provide outstanding customer service. And now, you know, it's getting chilly out there, so you got to make sure your propane needs are met. And Shasta Gas Propane can do that. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Have you already voted?
Yes.
Well, I am taking down our ballots today right after the show and walking down to the election office in the rain, and I'm going to hand in our ballots. So, or Linda and I are. We'll walk down there and deliver our ballots down to the election office, which is, you know, a couple blocks down the road here. It is so important, my friends, to vote. However you vote, it's just important that you vote and that your voice is heard. You may not be crazy about the whatever you're voting for or voting against. You know, we have two ballot measures. One is Proposition 50. Proposition 50 is a temporary change to congressional district maps in response to Texas partisan redistricting. And it's a legislative constitutional amendment. So it's like the two children. One stuffs 5 pounds of chocolate in their face and the other one does. And when you confront them on it, they say, well, they did it. It's, you know, it's a child's argument.
You see the vote yes for 51s, like, and it's the way it just sounds so demeaning. Like, it just seems like they're just lying, basically. Like, saying, like, oh, this is all Trump's fault.
Oh, this
vote,
is,
like, this is, yeah. This is, you know, and it has nothing to do with, you know, they're just.
Texas was ordered to redistrict some of their districts by a court order, which they did. But then they redistricted everything. Yeah. So we're going to do this. We're going to take away the rights of people. We're going to have, like, if this thing passes, the Democrats have rigged this so that any Republican voices are silenced. They're already silenced down in the it's not even Republicans. It's Republicans and independents and even middle-of-the-road Democrats. Their voices are just silenced. We have no say in Sacramento. We have, because of the supermajority, based on, of course, population. And we have one representative, Heather Edwitt, for 11 counties up here. And one senator, Megan Daly, for 11 or 12 counties up here. The one thing we did because of the redistricting that was done by a redistricting community or committee made up of 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and 3 or 4 independents was to draw the map of the, you know, the congressional districts as fair as they could. Now, you know, you may not agree with it totally, but it was an effort, and every one of the people that were on that commission signed, you know, they could not run for election for 10 years after they made these districts. In this one, Democrats were drawing these districts knowing that they were going to age out, you know, hit their 12 years here. But so they drew the district so they could run in that district for Congress. Our district was, we were even putting a separate district up here into District 2 with the tail that goes down to San Francisco Bridge. It's all the way through Marin County. Putting all those voters in this very thin strip of land to then take the majority over all of the North State. Now, this just isn't right. This just isn't right. And the fact is that, you know, are you saving democracy? No, because there's 4 other states that are redistricting too. The bottom line is there are states out there who have gerrymandered their districts to ensure that in that state, even with 35-40% Republicans, that they have no representation. And that, frankly, is what Newsom wants. And the cabal down in Sacramento. They want to ensure that Republicans don't have a say in anything. Conservatives, middle-of-the-roaders, have nothing to say, have no voice. I mean, we have lots to say, but have no voice in Sacramento or Washington, D.C. And if you're down south and they're doing this, the only thing you can say is bless their hearts. I mean, it is the epitome of political malfeasance, in my opinion here. And with that in mind, let's take a break.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Rainy today, rainy tomorrow. Rainy the next day, it looks like. So, all those chores that you've been putting off inside the house, may be a good time to do it. Okay, the other measure besides Prop 50 is Measure A. 1% sales tax for Reading. And it would go to fund public safety, parks, roads, airport improvements and upgrades at the rodeo grounds and Civic Auditorium. It would go from 7.25% to 8.25%, generating an estimated $30 million in annual revenue. That means the tax on a, say, a $30,000 car would go up to $300. And for a $500 dishwasher, the tax would increase by $5. And as you know, they've tried to put sales taxes in Reading before, but they were all put on by the city officials, which meant they needed a two-thirds majority to pass, and they both failed big time. Now, this was put forward by a citizens group that collected more than 6,000 signatures to put it on the ballot, and it needs a 50+1. Now, the annual independent audits, according to the Citizens for a Better Reading, who did this, a group behind Measure A, will be done to verify the funds are being spent correctly. The city council would also appoint people to a citizens advisory committee to provide more oversight. I'd volunteer to be on that committee to make sure it's being spent correctly if this passes. The organizations, they're just talking about who donated to it, Sierra Pacific, Vance Reading, which caused some consternation, of course, Reading Rodeo Association, and many others. Some the Reading Rancheria, wouldn't get anything out of this, donated $20,000. Now, where would the money go? Reading Fire Department, 13%. Allocated to construction and staffing of the 9th fire station, upgrades and improvements to the other fire stations' equipment, and at least 3.5% of the fire department's cut to fire mitigation efforts. It's to for fire mitigation, like fuel reduction. They had people out there reducing fuels before. Reading Police Department, 12% allocated to additional staffing, equipment, and facilities. Shasta County Sheriff's Office, 12% allocated to address repeat offenders and jail capacity. The money would specifically go to the new alternative campus custody campus proposed by Sheriff Johnson. And whether the money goes to the sheriff's office would hinge on an agreement between the city and Shasta County. If no agreement is reached within 2 years, this portion of the money goes to the Reading Police. 9% goes to parks, construction improvements, and maintenance, including Reading Sports Park, California Soccer Park, South City Park, Caldwell Park, and Panorama Park. Reading Civic Auditorium, 6%. Reading Rodeo Grounds, 3%. Reading Regional Airport, 5% allocated toward building an additional terminal, staffing, and general operations. And 30% spent on maintenance, repairs, and improvements of our roads. And I think there's a percentage, 10% goes to the city of Reading into the general fund. Now, nobody likes taxes. This thing doesn't have a sunset on it, which I kind of would have kind of liked to see a sunset on it. But the fact is that Reading has one of the lowest tax rates for a city in California. And we're in trouble. Our tax, even though they've balanced the budget, our population has dropped. Two, our tax revenues have remained very, very, stable. Some people would say stagnant. They're going, and the budget is based on a premise that we're going to have a 2.5% raise in income. But we have a civic auditorium that just got bailed out. Public safety is such a huge thing, and it takes such a huge bite out of our general fund. We have roads that need to be fixed. We're putting, roads in many cases, when you're driving down them, you should be able to, you almost need to have your tires realigned when you're driving down some of them. Now, the thing is, I understand the angst in this thing. And they look at salaries. Salaries have just gone out of control. And it started, a couple years ago, I think it's 2022. I mean, all these huge raises came through when they got the money from the, that COVID money and all those kind of things. Well, you can't do anything about that. People I've had on the show, people I've talked to have all said, nope, you can't cut salaries. But from this day forward, you can make salaries more reasonable for a town like ours. Instead of getting, and I'm not, offering $400,000 for the job, why not offer $250,000 with steps? You start off at $250,000 and then for everything you accomplish, you get you get a raise. So you put something on that so that these things have to be accomplished. For your public safety, how many police do we need to be running full shifts 24 hours a day, have our CERT teams out there, have our bike teams, have the neighborhood police units out there, and the fire departments. Fire departments, we need another fire station. How are we going to build these things and have the money for public safety if it's not there? I mean, what do we start cutting? Now, if the money isn't there, without the tax raise and the inflation keeps going up, but yet our revenue stays the same, what are we willing to give up? I guess that's the thing. Do we close down some parks? Do we really take a look at outsourcing work, like hiring contractors to do things and take care of the mowing and grounds? Is that something you want to outsource? What other things can you outsource? They have audits every year, but what about going down and going to a zero-based budget where every year each department has to say, this is why I need this much money, instead of getting just a raise for the next year or more money the next year? Now, they may be doing that in some cases. I guess what people are saying, if they've done everything they can, I think they've done a whole lot in trying to keep the cost down. This is just my thought. The other thing is, you have to trust your city council. And we all know since 2020, the trust in government has plummeted dramatically. Yet we have new council members. Every year we have new council members. We vote for those people because I think we trust them. And we trust that they will use this money just exactly the way it's supposed to be. It's fenced off. You're going to have oversight committees. You're going to have auditors coming in every year to say it was spent the way it was. And you're going to have to trust the city council to make decisions, and they're hard decisions. And these are people that have taken their time and their effort to be on the city council. It's not for money. Board of Supervisors gets $80,000 a year. City council gets $600 a month. So they're doing this out of one, they want to be a positive change for our community. There isn't one of them that runs that I don't believe that's what they believe. Are their decisions always good? No. Some of them are even questionable. Some of them even wondered, did they read it? However, I don't get that feeling with the city council. I think the city council wants our city to move forward in the most positive ways. Will this tax, this 1%, help? Will it provide the funds that we need for public safety to keep our roads going, to keep our parks nice, to put a face on Reading, to so that businesses and people will want to come here? I think it can. So, and I have many friends that said no. Well, I respect their viewpoints. No taxes. No, they'll just waste the money. Well, see, I'm not sure of that. I think that there's enough parameters around this tax that it can be, and it will be used in the correct way. So there. And now we're going to take a break, and we'll move into what else is happening in the world.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store. We're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Get ready to swing into fall at the Shasta College Jazz Big Band. Join us Friday, November 7th at 7:30 in the Shasta College Theater for an unforgettable night of live jazz, directed by Zach Gifford. Enjoy classics like Dave Brubeck's Three to Get Ready. Other music also performed by our talented student musicians. Tickets are just $7 general, $5 for seniors and students, or $10 at the door. Grab your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaum. That'll be in about 30 minutes here. Today, Election Day, I hope that you've mailed your ballots already, and if you're not and you're going to mail them today or even walk them down like Linda and I will, we're going to walk in the rain down there and and deliver our ballots to the election office. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utilities has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. Now, a friend of mine bought one. He bought a Subaru plug-in hybrid. I think that counts as a EV. He does it because he has a truck very similar to mine. He has a GMC 2500, and he drives a lot back and forth to work. And he decided to get that. One, it gets me, he said, 38 miles to the gallon. but he can drive it around town just using electricity. So it's working for him. And Linda said her next vehicle, whenever that'll be, she wants a hybrid, too. I understand that. I mean, the people across the street must have three Teslas, and people up and down the street have other electric cars, which is why I felt it was my duty to buy the Duramax 2500 diesel Chevy. Kind of keep the balance going there. They have put up the Reading Christmas tree down on Market Street. However, the lighting is not going to take place until December 5th at 7 p.m. following a Christmas classic or car show earlier that day. So get ready. Here it comes. Dick Cheney passed. And the former vice president, died at age 84. And if you remember, Cheney had several heart attacks and got a heart transplant in 2012. And then has just passed at age 84. Surrounded by his family. And he was the 46th vice president for two terms between 2001 and 2009, alongside Republican President George W. Bush. And he was, of course, one of the factors on the invasion of Iraq, which was responding to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He dealt with several heart attacks during his career. And but managed to pull through him. He was quite the statesman. He's quite the, he loved to fly fish. And one of his least favorite politicians became President Trump. And he had a hunting accident, which became very famous, where he shot somebody on a bird hunt. And he said it was the worst day of his life when he shot that person. Person didn't die. Person was injured, didn't die. But he shot him in, luckily it was with birdshot and not anything bigger than that. But Dick Cheney dead at 84. So many things are happening. The fact that all these elections are happening. So you've got in New York, Mondami, who is running, who is a socialist and a self-proclaimed socialist, and they're going to choose their mayor today. And their choices are Zoran Mondami, Andrew Cuomo, who is an independent, and Republican Curtis Silva. Mondami, a 34-year-old, it says Democratic Socialist, but he's socialist, is leading in the polls, and he's really got the vote out, but he's been very much criticized. He has no governing experience. He's run no business. He's been an organizer. He's been a community organizer. New Jersey is a Democrat representative. Mikey Sherrill faces Republican Jack Cialtrelli in a race for New Jersey governor. And that's gotten really close. And New Jersey has been consistently blue, but it looks like this guy may have a chance to win. It looks like the Democrats, Abigail Spanberger, is going to win in Virginia against Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears. First time Virginia is going to have a woman governor. Either one of them wins. They're, you know, of course, both being women. They are, all of these races are kind of being held or being looked at as, you know, for, you know, is this going to be an indictment for Trump or a support for Trump? We'll see. California, as we've talked about, with for a Measure 50, and aviation safety. As this goes on, and we're on our 35th day, by the way, of the strike or of the shutdown. More air traffic controllers who are working without pay or missing shifts and taking side jobs to make ends meet. This has raised some concerns about whether it's safe to fly during the government shutdown, with aviation workers facing stress that could potentially affect their job performance. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said some delays at U.S. airports are intentional to give controllers on duty more time to manage flights safely. And several aviation experts have said that passenger safety is not being compromised, but travelers should plan for long waits, sometimes several hours. In recent days, staffing shortages and delays have been widespread in Chicago, Denver, Houston, and Newark. You hope that they have this thing. When are you heading back?
I leave the 19th.
Yeah, it'll be over by then. The election, after today's election, this will be settled.
You know, my,
this week, the shutdown will end, but they were waiting till the election. Democrats were, you know, waiting for today.
My aunt and uncle came into town this weekend because, one of their friends passed away. And,
coming in from
Ohio.
Yeah.
And I asked him about, you know, flying and how it was, and he said that they didn't have any problem.
I think it depends on the airport.
I think it does, too.
Yeah. And, see, Denver is now one of our major spots that, you know, you want to go to because you can go anywhere from there.
Yeah, I'm flying out of Redding into Denver.
Yeah. Well, but by then, this thing will be over.
That's what I was thinking.
I think after today, you're going to see all of a sudden, oh, okay, we can you know, pass this continuing resolution, and then, you know, Trump's the devil, and the Democrats are, you know, liberal idiots. You know, I mean, we're hearing all that stuff, but I think they'll pass it because the election today, I think, was going to be the harbinger of what's happening. Food stamps, they're going to give. They are going to release money into the food stamp program, SNAP program. However, they're only going to get half of the typical benefits in November. And for many, the assistance will likely be delayed. And then the FBI raided a Michigan house and arrested two men for allegedly plotting an ISIS-inspired Halloween attack in the U.S., possibly on the scale of the 2015 Paris terrorist attacks that killed at least 130 people. An FBI raid on Halloween morning stunned neighbors in Dearborn, Michigan, the second safest city in the state. They had multiple AR-15 rifles, tactical gear, and a detailed plan to carry out an attack on American soil. So, members of the community, including neighbors and attorneys for the suspects taken into custody, say they are skeptical of the allegations. Everybody is. You know, your next-door neighbor, they arrest them for a terrorist plot. I mean, if they arrested anybody, you know, within my purview of the people I know on my street, I'd be terribly shocked by it. Maybe not on the far end, but the ones around me. Far end, I'm not sure about. Okay. And, of course, we've already talked about Dick Cheney. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, workers' compensation is very important. I pay into it. All employers pay into it. You know, and an employee gets hurt, this could be a life-changing event for them. They may never be able to go back to the same job, or they may be able to go back to the same job, but they're having problems getting the treatment that they deserve, that you've paid for already. So what do you do? You've tried everything, so maybe you need to talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He's an expert in workers' compensation. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento in the last 5 years. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need one that knows what he's doing, and Patrick Gorman does. And he's a pit bull. He'll fight for you. Give them a call, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanLaw.com, and we'll be right back.
Food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former mayor of Reading, encouraging you to vote no on Measure A. The city of Reading gave huge raises in 21-22 with one-time funding and the whole time knowing that sales tax was short. Now the city is $8 million behind and they want you to bail them out. Take a look at who is financially supporting this tax increase and who will benefit from it. I say no on Measure A. The city needs to balance their budget, but not on the backs of taxpayers. I'm Patrick Jones, and I paid for this act.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. 7:48 in the morning. It's raining today, raining tomorrow, probably raining the next day too. So be prepared. You know, even though it's Virginia, it's the Attorney General's race has caused a lot of turmoil. Why? Because the two people running, Jason Meares, the sitting Attorney General, is running against a guy by the name of Jay Jones. Okay, except that Jay Jones said in written emails, he said, if I had two bullets and three people, this guy named Gilbert, who was the Virginia House Speaker, Todd Gilbert, Hitler and Pol Pot, slaughtered millions of people in Cambodia, Gilbert, Hitler, and Pol Pot, Gilbert gets two bullets to the head. He also fantasized about Gilbert's children dying in their mom's arms from being shot. Now, that's the guy that's running for attorney general. And I can say, you know, if he'd said things like, you know, I think he's the stupidest person in the world. I think he doesn't care about people. I mean, you can say all those type of things. But when you start fantasizing about killing your opponent and his children, at some point, there's a line has to be drawn. But I don't live in Virginia. Now, on a little bit happier note, an AI truck system, artificial intelligence truck system, matches top human drivers in massive safety showdown with almost perfect scores. The Kodiak driver autonomous system scored 98 out of 100 in evaluation of over 1,000 commercial fleets. It's, you know, it means autonomous, means there's nobody sitting in there. And it said it tied for the top safety score among more than 1,000 commercial fleets run by human drivers. The evaluation came from NATO Incorporated, creator of a visually enhanced risk assessment, or VIRA score. The system uses AI to measure fleet safety on a scale of 1 to 100. The Kodiak driver, or non-driver, earned a remarkable score of 98. The result placed it beside the safest human fleets in NATO's global network. Now we have questions about the role of automation in freight delivery. The fleets with NATO safety technology average a score of 78, while those without the technology average only 63. But the Kodiak driver, in this case, scored perfect scores of 100 in inattentive driving, high-risk driving, and traffic violations. Its lowest score, 95, came in aggressive driving. And it combines over 20 vision aid-based AI variables into one clear safety rating. Found that every 10-point increase in the VIRA score cuts collision risk by about 21%. A near-perfect score like Kodiak represents a strong improvement over typical human performance on the road. And the leadership of Kodiak said achieving the top safety score among more than 1,000 commercial fleets was not a surprise. Safety is at its foundation of everything Kodiak builds. Our core value is to help validate what we already know. Now, so what we're saying is this going to take a place of human drivers? Ben, how do you feel about you driving down the road and here comes a 18-wheeler hauling two trailers and there's nobody sitting in there? Does that bother you?
I don't know, because the way that there's been so many accidents lately that I've seen and
with people driving
with tractor trailers, yeah, just making, like, not braking, turning left in front of people.
Yeah,
there was a,
and these are people that can't, you know, which is another big thing. We've got people on the road that can't speak English, can't read the signs.
That last one, they said that one guy was it here in California? Maybe the last guy last week said he was here illegally. And I mean, but how do they get these driver's licenses to even drive these trucks?
There lies the question. It appears that California is issuing CDLs to people that can't speak English.
And it's just.
And are here illegally. Isn't that interesting? Well, California's not the only one, but California's got quite a few.
I mean, but if you think about a truck that has no driver and it's automated.
Totally.
More than likely, it's going to go 55 the whole time. It's not going to go, you know, it's not going to probably go above the speed limit.
No.
You know, so I think right there, you know, it's the only thing that's going to go wrong is if something in the computer system went wrong.
Well, there you go. What happens if there's a hack into the system?
Exactly.
So, and you've got 100 trucks on the road. Now, it could be as if there's a hack and it loses, you know, loses contact, that it automatically pulls off the side of the road.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. There's a safety thing.
Have some kind of safety.
Yeah, it's a safety thing that it would just pull off from the side of the road and just stop.
Yep.
Once it loses contact.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is how many times you've been riding down the road and you're doing your 75, 76, you're in the left-hand lane.
And they pull out in front of you?
And they pull out in front of you.
To go 55?
Well, they go all the way up to 58, so they're passing.
The other truck.
They're passing the other truck, and it takes forever. And there's, 30 cars backed up, and it pulls over again.
One of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And would it do that? Would it get up to the truck in front of it? Would have an it'll have an automatic speed thing there as you're getting closer to the vehicle in front of you. It starts slowing down.
Yeah,
Linda's car does that.
But if he's only going 55 the whole time, he shouldn't even, more than likely.
Or whatever the speed limit is.
Yeah.
Whatever the speed limit is.
But, most of those highways have things that, most of those trucks can't go over 55.
Well, yeah, I know. But, I've been... Well, in some states, they can go, there is no speed limit, they're 70.
Yeah.
Now, so then you've got an autonomous truck driving at 70 miles an hour pulling two trailers. So you have to trust the technology.
Yeah.
And this thing's saying that, this one company, is 98, that's a pretty good grade if the average is 70.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like you, though. It's something about... What are the safeguards that are built into it? It'd be interesting to see if we could get this guy. I mean, I'm sure that trying to get the president's company on is hard, but I'm sure there's other experts out there saying, what are the safeguards built in to the autonomous trucks and cars? You see cars, hitting pedestrians, the self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Hitting pedestrians, but you'll see that, but how many self-driving cars are out there that they don't have accidents.
Yeah. They probably have the accidents, and I'm sure their numbers are probably low, but you're probably going to hear about them more because it's a self-driving car. It's not.
Is it an automatic trial if a driverless car hits you?
If you get hit by a driverless car, who's in trouble? The manufacturer?
Manufacturer. And if you're seeing there's, they're having autonomous food delivery, drives up to your house, honks, go out there and pick it up. Of course, they're also going to be using drones. At least drones, somebody's driving the drone.
Yeah.
That's dropping off your packages. The whole thing. It's going too fast. Now, final part is the World Series, Game 7. Nearly half of Canada watched that game. Game 7.
That was a good game.
Yeah. Something like 18.5 million viewers, or 46% of Canada's estimated population of 40 million, tuned in to at least a portion of the game. In an average audience of 10.9, almost 11 million, most watched English language broadcast in Canada outside of the 2010 Winter Olympics. Of course, the Dodgers went on to win. So, the national numbers from Nielsen indicates an audience of 25.5 million tuned in to the Fox Sports broadcast, and the most since Game 7 between Dodgers and Astros in 2017. Linda thought there'd be a lot more people watching. I said, no. Anyway, they think it's going to come closer to 30 million when they start adding in things as watch parties and bars and restaurants. And then also the streaming. The streaming is huge. So, okay. We're going to, after the break for the news, we're going to be welcoming O2 Employment Services. And be talking about the things that are going on there. Couple of things that are coming up is the Lighted Christmas Parade on December 6th, 44th annual. And then the next day, the Christmas tree will be lighted downtown, right down here on Market Street. And this year's theme is Christmas in the Wild. And it encourages the community to blend the holiday spirit with the magic of the outdoors. It starts at 6 p.m. at downtown Reading, and lighted floats, marching bands, and a special appearance by Santa Claus. Now, registration is open until November 27th. And it's a long-standing tradition and is free to attend, and early arrival is recommended for the best viewing spots. So that's coming up also. I don't know. Autonomous trucks. But then everything you're hearing, reading about trucks lately, you start wondering about who's driving the truck. Can they speak English? Are they going to make a U-turn in the middle of a four-lane freeway? Are they going to smash? I saw a reel the other day. It has a camera in the cab. And these two guys are chit-chatting, and they slam into a car in front of them. Didn't even brake. They were just chit-chatting, not paying attention, and slammed into the car in front of them. So, but if you think of all the millions of miles that truckers drive and the amount of accidents, I imagine it's lower than just us, you know, regular old automobile people. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
He had a decades-long career in public service as a White House chief of staff, a congressman, defense secretary, and vice president. Dick Cheney has died. Back in 2015, he spoke of how he would like to be remembered.
Here was a believer in America, so fortunate in his life experiences, so blessed in his friends, and so grateful all his days to have served as vice president of the United States of America.
Dick Cheney was 84. Voters in New York City heading to the polls today to elect a mayor. The contest pits self-described Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani against independent Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa. President Trump, describing Mamdani as a communist, has endorsed Cuomo while admitting that he is no big fan of the former New York governor. Voters in Virginia and New Jersey choosing governors today in closely watched contests. The New Jersey race between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli said to be especially close. Well, in Virginia, voters choosing between Republican Winsome Earl Sears, current lieutenant governor, and Democrat Abigail Spanberger. Top Republican in the Senate, optimistic the federal government could reopen by week's end.
With the government shutdown now in its 35th day, there are some fresh signs it could end soon. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he thinks they're getting close to an off-ramp. Talks are taking place about promising a vote on the health care tax credits that are being pushed by Democrats. Meanwhile, the Trump administration said it will partially fund the SNAP food assistance program this month by tapping an emergency fund. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street's been trying to recover from earlier heavy losses, making some progress, but still in the red. The Dow is down about 109 points, the Nasdaq off 243, and the S&P is down 43. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million, you deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
The Red Cross reports that Israel has returned the bodies of 45 Palestinians.
This comes one day after Hamas militants returned the remains of three Israeli soldiers. Those Israeli soldiers died in a Hamas-led attack in October of 2023. This exchange is part of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire aimed at ending the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Since the truce began in October, Palestinian militants have released the remains of 20 Israeli hostages, with eight still in Gaza.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Rescuers on a mountain in Nepal digging through ice and snow to recover the bodies of seven climbers killed in an avalanche. The avalanche hit the base camp yesterday morning, but snowstorms delayed the rescue attempts. Improving weather allowed a helicopter to reach the site today. Four injured climbers have been flown to Kathmandu to receive treatment. News and analysis at townhall.com. Microsoft will be shipping NVIDIA's advanced AI chips to the United Arab Emirates.
The U.S. Commerce Department approved the deal back in September. The company plans to send more than 60,000 NVIDIA chips, including the advanced GB300 Grace Blackwell chips, for use in the UAE data centers. The UAE's access to the chips is linked to its pledge to invest $1.4 trillion in U.S. energy and AI projects. Microsoft's announcement, part of its $15.2 billion investment in UAE technology. Bob Agner reporting.
Starbucks forming a joint venture with a Chinese investment firm to operate Starbucks stores in China. Under that agreement, Chinese interests will acquire a 60% stake in Starbucks retail operations in China, which is valued at $4 billion. Starbucks initially entered China close to 30 years ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Election Day, the 4th of November. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. It's National
Candy Day.
Candy Day, which is the day you get rid of all the candy you've saved up.
From Halloween.
And you know what? You know, you're getting toward the bottom of the bowl and there's, you know, maybe 8 or 10 pieces left. You turn off all your lights so you can use it later on. So none of those little kids come in and get it. It's not good for them anyway. You can handle that candy much better and would be used much better than just little 5 and 6 year olds that just stuff it in their face and go crazy and all that.
We didn't have anybody. Well, that's probably because you had the lights out.
I had the lights out and the barbed wire across the entrance.
I was
down
in
the
Sacramento
stairs
with my family because I took my parents for them to see the great grandkids. Uh-huh. The great grandkids.
We rarely have kids.
They
on
were
our
so
block
tired.
Anywhere.
By the time trick or treat, they were just wiped out before they even started.
I know.
Because they have just had days.
I know.
Of school. I don't know what. They showed up and they were just like, we're not even interested. It was like a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I'm so happy to be in today. I knew that O2 was going to be in, and I had to be present so I could see you. A little bit of forecast here. Wind advisory, folks. We're going to have showers. We could have up to 34 miles of wind today. Gust up to 32, actually. That's after 1 a.m. today. Now, tomorrow calls for thunderstorms before 1 o'clock with gusts as well up to 37. So we're going to have high winds and rain tomorrow, so just get ready for it. Mm-hmm. And Thursday, 40% showers again with the high around 62. So,
but look at Saturday. Saturday is sunny.
A chance of showers after Saturday, mostly sunny with the high near 72. And Saturday night, we go back to showers after 4 a.m. And Sunday, it's not showers back up. So you have one day. So remember, we took all our pads in except for one.
Well, it was because
we kept they were going to dry it out. One of those, you know, Shea's lounge pads. And then we forgot it outside. So, you know, it's just, we got to pull it in, put it under the eaves or something, because it's just, you know what I mean? I always say it's like a chaise path. You know, back and forth, though, we put it out in August. Why are we putting them out in August? It's so hot. Who even wants to be out there in them, right?
And the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson into their third generation of running the company. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and the Kinney family who just really nice people. They really take care of their customers. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. And if it's the first Tuesday of the month, we have O2 Employment Services and Jennifer Cram. Jennifer, what do you do with your extra candy left over?
Oh, my goodness. My husband eats it all. He wants all the candy. He was the same way. He said, let's take those last few pieces and put them in the house. And I'm like, no, we have all these. They need to go. We don't need them.
What's his favorite candy?
Oh, chocolate, hands down. Snickers, Milky Way.
Snickers.
Oh,
Snicker bars. Yeah, I can see that. Skittles, the sour Skittles.
Oh, yeah. They're good.
Yeah,
I'll
go for those.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
But no kids can't. But we've been in neighborhoods where there's just hundreds of kids.
We have
and
tons.
And we had to drive real
slow. We have tons. Yes, we went through probably six bags of candy.
Wow. Oh,
six
okay.
Or seven, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when we went to a Halloween party last year, that neighborhood, you could see kids and kids and kids. So I don't know if there's like they get the word out and then we're going to do a carpool. We're going to drop you off here.
Yes.
And we're going to watch and you can do these three blocks.
Exactly. Exactly. When I lived up in Country Heights, they used to just bus them in. They'd bus them in. We'd finally have to just shut the lights off and be like, we're done, you know, but we always had kids, right? And so now it's our grandchildren. So our four granddaughters came over. We had chili and we had some cocktails and, you know, the kids just ran around and had the best time.
So the adults don't go through the neighborhood holding a martini glass.
No.
So
that'd be a great way.
Door,
they
you
should.
Go, you go
they
trick or treat, you know, and they put a little
I
shot
have
in there.
I've heard of a few neighborhoods. In fact, one of my coworkers, she said that one of her neighbors was giving out jello shots and another one had a wine bar set up. And I said, I'm trick or treating in the wrong neighborhood.
Yeah. Now, when you trick or treated when you were a youngster, What did you carry your candy in?
Oh, gosh. A pillowcase.
Yes,
of course. Yes, of course.
A pillowcase.
Is when you graduated. Before that, it was a brown paper bag.
Correct.
And then you paint it with a pumpkin on it. You paint your paper bag. You take a grocery bag and turn it top inside out.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. That's when you wore the plastic mask
right.
that you could barely see through the little holes and breathe, and you were so hot.
And you're constantly falling on the ground because you're tripping over things.
Now, I was watching a bunch of comments online about trick or treat, you know, before we get into like the meat of this morning. That the kids today, now I'm not sure if that's your feeling or whatever, the kids today just kind of come to the door, knock on the door, and just like expect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what happened to the trick
or
treat?
Absolutely.
Like, don't expect. No, you don't get bring me something. Bye.
No, my
they
husband
come like, excuse me,
like,
I'm here.
Exactly. My husband's like, you don't get anything unless you say something. What are you going to say?
Okay, good.
He's very good about that.
Good.
We have a whole big, you know, out in the front yard, and he goes out, he dresses up, and he is out there. So Halloween is his thing.
So I want to meet him.
And he's probably caused all types of consternation to those kids' psyche.
Totally.
All of a sudden, this figure comes out.
Exactly. Big guy with
bangs. And they're peeing on themselves, and the parents are falling down, and all this.
Yeah, baby, going, baby depends. We're going to hand out baby depends.
Yes.
Or those big spiders, when you watch it online, I'm
right.
like, oh, no,
oh,
I would
no.
never be the same.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't
goodness.
Like being scared.
No, me neither.
Or they have that one where it's just like the witch is holding
the bowl.
And his little kids are coming up. And as
they
reach,
grab
the thing comes back for him.
I would have
you know,
a heart
it's nightmare
attack.
Time.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
when you keep checking for the monsters under the bed for 5 minutes.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take an early break.
Okay.
And then we'll get back into O2 Employment Services. But, yeah, Halloween. Okay.
Halloween.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
If you have something you'd like to get painted, then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Yeah, we've seen the rain. I just look outside our window in the world, and I'm looking at a lot of rain. So, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
I went in yesterday.
Four Winds Jewelry.
I went in yesterday.
Where did you go to?
2225 Hilltop Drive, and I went in because I took a, you know, I think, I don't know, but I'm looking at Jennifer. I like my little fun watches.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the time change always encourages me, so I went in, and I was telling them about how I tell people, go take your jewelry, if you have your diamond rings or your necklaces, or, and you wear them a lot, and you're banging your hands, Christmas is coming up,
mm-hmm.
You know how much we're working around the house doing stuff, take your jewelry, and she said, you have no idea, Linda, I'm so you've got, it's just like you change your tires or you do your oil changes, you need to think about your jewelry that way because your prongs, all of a sudden you look down and you
right.
Minus a stone, and she'll ask somebody, when was the last time you checked your prong? 34 years ago,
right.
And then they look down and their wedding ring or their stone, the engagement,
right.
The really beautiful keepsake, it's gone because they didn't do, there's maintenance to
right.
Jewelry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman. They fix your jewelry. They have stone cutters, and they've been voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. Locally owned, locally operated, been there 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry, really good people down there, great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we're here with Jennifer Cram, who is the operations officer of O2 Employment Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we found out what you did on Halloween. And
congratulations.
All.
Yes. Thank
so,
you.
I saw Heidi.
Oh, yeah.
The other day. We were
yes.
Both on the Simpson University Advisory
oh, yeah.
Council.
Mm-hmm.
And Heidi was asked to weigh in on. We were talking about jobs.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we were talking about is the lack of accounting help.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And the fact that...
Like accounting means like when you take your stuff to an accountant, Not like accountability.
No. It's a,
well, there's
well,
that
but then
too.
Also
yes,
HR that was brought up too. That there's, and now with AI coming in,
mm-hmm.
I was talking to a well-known businessman here who's really in the development, and he says, you know, you think of this, you know, it's a lot of these jobs, it's like a like an old big steam engine
mm-hmm.
that you have the you have to have the people right at the bottom. That's shoveling in the coal.
Sure.
And then you have the people at the top to make sure the machines are being, you know, are operating the way they're supposed to. So those are your executives.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's that middle group.
Absolutely.
That have been working there 3, 4, 8, 10 years. Those are the ones that are going to, you know, they're being hit.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the accounting people, though, mm-hmm. that, and Heidi talked about how, you know, everybody's looking for accounts or CPAs.
Mm-hmm. CPAs, bookkeepers, you name it. We've got so many open jobs right now. It's crazy. But even internally, we have 2 internal positions available. We have an HR consultant, which is similar to what I do. And then we have a payroll specialist, which is numbers, right? So anybody that's got any kind of experience, please come see us. We're trying to find somebody desperately. But we're having a hard time as well. And, you know, I think the community feels that business owners feel that, and even when you find those middleman people, as you were talking about, trying to keep them is one of the biggest things. I think with some generations that are younger, you know, they just don't stay. They're not the longevity. They stay a couple years and then they go, and that's just very cyclic in what they do and how, you know, that generation operates, which is difficult for us Gen Xers or boomers because we stay until the bitter end. You know, we are loyal, we're dedicated, we're going to stay, and we're going to be there. So it's a challenge trying to keep them engaged, trying to keep them, you know, happy, trying to keep them financially supported, and yet giving them flexibility. Flexibility is one of the biggest things. So
well,
it's tough.
And, you know, in my parents' generation, you know, after the war, they would go to work for a company,
mm-hmm.
and they'd stay with that company for
yes.
30 years.
Oh, easy.
They were loyal to the company, but the company was also very loyal
right.
to them.
Absolutely.
And then you get, you know, and then now, like you said, you know, people will stay in a company 2 or 3 years, learn what they, you know, will gain that knowledge and then move on to
correct.
Another one.
Correct.
But in a lot of times, it's because the companies also are, you know, they're shifting around.
Totally.
And so.
Well, they're trying to adjust,
you're
right?
Trying to adjust.
Adjust to, we've got what now? AI. So that they're trying to, how do we integrate this? How do we bring this in so that it's healthy instead of taking over or replacing people, which is a big deal, right? A lot of people talk about that. But I think that, you know, it's a tough dichotomy, and we also have to shift our mindset a little bit about how when we hire in that expectation of the how long are they going to stay, we're going to just train them up the best that we can, right? And we're going to just love on them and keep them as engaged as possible and hope that we keep them forever, but we also have to be understanding that that might not be their end-all be-all.
Well, that leads me to a question. The a company in today's hiring practices,
mm-hmm.
and from what we've just talked about,
mm-hmm.
what do you tell employers about, gosh, you know, this young man or woman is really good. They could grow in the company. How did they have to treat them? Or they must treat them, say, differently than they did your generation or my generation. So, I mean, is it something like, yeah, you can work from home a couple of days a week? Or what kind of things do they have to offer?
I think that benefits are a big deal. I think flexibility is another big deal. Any remote working and being flexible with especially their kids' schedule, their spouse's schedule, so forth, trying to be flexible the best that you can, right? Some businesses can't be flexible. You take a medical practice, right? How in the world can you tell somebody, oh, you can work from home when you're a medical assistant and I need you in the office rooming patients? That's a little more challenging. So it's got to be benefits like days off. What are your hours? Are they able to get home in time to cook for their family? Are they able to take off time to go be at kids' events and so forth and those kinds of things? So I think flexibility and benefits are a really big piece of it, you know, and also just their work environment. And I know it's hard because that just means there's more that the owners have to put into it as far as like, you know, we're giving incentives. We're doing a fun crock pot day. We're doing fun little activities at work. You know, there's just a lot of things.
Halloween party.
People, Halloween party, a holiday party, right? We're coming up on the holidays. Do we give a little holiday party and celebrate our employees and make them feel part of something bigger than themselves? I think is really an important
piece. You want to be part of the family, that they feel there's a buy-in.
Correct.
Instead of just, okay, I'm getting my check every 2 weeks.
Correct. Yes. And if they can feel part of something bigger and that they're part of the change or an impact that helps patient care, it helps customer service, it helps people, it keeps them engaged. And I find that in my career, and I find that with some of the younger generation that we work with and we nurture and we try to continue to grow. It's about me sharing my knowledge, trying to inspire them to want to be the best that they can be. And hopefully I give them a little nugget of something that they can take on in their future careers, hopefully with us, and stay with us and continue on.
Nurturing and growth are what I'm hearing of, if I were to do takeaway words.
Yes.
Of what you, in O2 staffing is what, you know, what you're trying to do when you bring, place people in businesses to help people, who are business owners and trying to, what's the word? Navigate is the word I want to say. Navigate their, what it used to be a year ago is not what it is today.
No.
And that's hard for people like Carl and my age, because things are changing like the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny one day, rainy the next day.
Right.
What has come down that we're not even aware of? Something that happened in the middle of the night, a bill that's passing.
Right.
When we come back in the next segment, which would be the 8:30, well, let's just go to there right now because we've got a minute here, to talk about something that on December 3rd, you have another law change.
We do. Yeah, we're going to be giving actually a labor law update to the community, because we have an attorney that we use. Her name is Kim Lucia, and she's going to be presenting and giving us all the rundown on the new laws that have changed. I will say there, the good news is there's only a handful, well, maybe two handfuls of laws that have changed.
Two handfuls. Yeah. Small hands or big hands?
I mean, are they like
hands? Are we talking Jennifer hands, or are we talking Paul Bunyan hands?
Are these the laws that can really be, like, the minutiae of the law could be so much that it could be very effective in one's business?
Correct. And there are. There's a couple of things that you're going to have to give out. Minimum wage is going up. There's some new pamphlets that need to be handed out. There's some new requirements from an employer side of onboarding employees and so forth. So we'll
minimum
go over
wage.
Those. Yes.
Okay. That's going up for who?
For everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's going to $16.90. So you've got $16.90. It's up from $16.50. Don't ask me why we're at 90 cents now.
Okay.
But anyway, we're at $16.90. But that also means you have to look at your exempt employees. So if you have exempt employees that are, you know, maybe your managers, your administrative executive level that make salary, right? They don't get overtime. It has to be at least double that. So we're over 70,000 is the minimum pay requirement, as long as they also meet the duties test. So those are really important pieces when you're thinking, okay, my regular employees that are coming in, they're at 1690, but your managers and your high level salaried employees, you need to take a look at those too.
Well, see, and that's the thing is when you do, what was it, $20 for flipping burgers, then you're, but your managers, it impacts on your managers. And
oh,
then the,
sure.
And then
that minimum wage is double that.
It's not just, it's not just the guys flipping burgers or saying, what do you want?
Right.
It's everybody else in the food chain there that goes way up.
Sure. So, absolutely.
And that starts when?
January 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you're having this class on December 3rd.
We are. So, yes, we are going to give out this presentation. It's free to our clients. We're charging a minimal fee of $25 for people that want to join in. It's going to be online. It's from 9 until noon, so it's going to be a big, long presentation. So we encourage you to sign up. We're going to get that on the O2ES website here shortly. And, yeah, we're excited to bring it to the community. And, you know, we always encourage everybody to attend. It's always good information. I mean, because now is the time to prepare for 2026, right?
Yes.
Handbooks, posters, your labor law, you know, pamphlets, all that stuff.
We'll have our HR person there for 3 hours to get, you know, to get that.
Yes.
And then you'll come in after that.
That's right. I'll make sure you're
what
taking care.
What day is December 3rd?
I think.
Oh, it's a Wednesday.
A Wednesday.
Yeah. We're so on the air,
the
actually.
Day after.
We are actually on the, we are going to be broadcasting live from Las Vegas at the NFR.
You're going to Vegas again.
And we're going to be broadcasting live the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So we'll be, and we're going to be having all kinds of, live.
I love it.
Why people, all kinds of people that are at the NFR will be on the air.
Well, but last year was your first year there, right? No. Doing the live?
That was our third year.
This year.
So this year our third year?
I think we're going on fourth.
This is our fourth year.
Fantastic.
And we're doing it live from South Point Arena, where a lot of the people that are staying, because it's, 7 to 9. Mm-hmm. We do have the press entrance to go down into, take away from you for a second.
You're fine.
We have, from the Thomas and the Thomas and Mac, if you look at the physicality in Las Vegas, Thomas and Mac is a UNLV, and that's downtown.
Right.
And the South Point, which is where there's 2,000 horses that stay underneath the arena.
Oh my goodness.
And all of the rodeo, many of the rodeo contestants and a lot of the VIP, stay there.
Okay.
And then it's like a 15-20 minute period between South Point, which is like this beautiful arena. There's three arenas at South Point. There's all this stuff going on.
The hotel was built for equestrian.
For equestrian,
South Point Hotel and Casino.
So all the stuff you see that's going on in the rodeo, many of that stuff, and it's a 10-day experience.
Yeah.
And then we go with the Reading Rodeo, and we go to, there's a convention and all that other stuff. So while that's going on, we're doing our live remote upstairs. And a lot of things are unfolding. And then Thursday night is opening night for a 10-day stretch of the national finals. So we'll be attending Thursday, and we'll probably be, we may be doing some recordings of what's happening down at UNLV and then run it in the morning.
I love
it. So we're still trying to figure it out. But I wish you could come.
I know.
It is really.
I went years ago. It was probably, 10 years, 12 years ago. It was amazing. What is it, Cowboy Christmas?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my sweet stars.
Until you've been there, you have no idea.
You have no idea. They can make boots. They can make
everything.
Saddles. Like,
Everything.
And I think NASCAR was there at the same time. It was like very testosterone-filled environment. It was an amazing time.
The wallpaper slides off the walls too, because of the amount of testosterone that's in the room.
We got to take a break here. This is good stuff.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress. Speaking of testosterone, Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Yeah, they've been founded in 1960, been in the same place since 1967. My barbershop of choice, found them in 2007 when I moved to Reading, and never gone to another barbershop. Never had to. Never had a bad haircut. I can make an appointment with them by calling 530-244-9478. Make an appointment that works for me and roll in and roll out. Or just hang around and see what's going on. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Jennifer Cram and O2 Employment Services.
Get ready to swing into fall with the Shasta College Jazz Big Band. Join us Friday, November 7th at 7:30 in the Shasta College Theater for an unforgettable night of live jazz, directed by Zach Gifford. Enjoy classics like Dave Brubeck's 3 to Get Ready. Other music also performed by our talented student musicians. Tickets are just $7 general, $5 for seniors and students, or $10 at the door. Grab your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more.
We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Good morning. Welcome back to our beautiful Tuesday edition. So great to be here today, this
it's
morning
so great
on Free
to be
Fire
anywhere.
Radio. 8:36 in the morning, you know it's raining, and they did say that we do have a wind advisory today with our winds that could be up to 30 miles an hour. If we're looking out there right now, it's, you know, it's raining, and we will have a heavy rain tomorrow. Tonight looks like it would be heavy rain. Our overnight lows will be about 54. Winds could get a gust up to 32 miles per hour. But anyway, so be careful out there in the slicky weather, and it is definitely, you know, if you're going to be carrying an umbrella, know that you may want that one that doesn't flip inside out.
Yes.
And have it go
across,
back
to our show.
Have it go across into your neighbor's yard.
Yes.
And spear their dog.
No dogs. I didn't mean that.
Cancel. Bleep.
We're here.
Where's that button?
Okay, we're here with Jennifer Cram from
O2
Employment Service.
Cancel. He's an angel bell.
Poor Carl's got to put up with both of us.
We're talking, we've got two handfuls of new laws that are happening. We talked about that, but the minimum wage is changing. There's going to be documents that your people have to sign.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be all types of things that you're on the hook for.
That's right.
And on December 3rd, O2 Employment Services is having a seminar, a three-hour seminar on all these new laws.
Yes.
If you're a member of O2 or a customer of O2, mm-hmm. that's free.
And for everybody else, it's only $25, but that could keep you out of a lot of trouble.
Absolutely. December 3rd is that. And go online, too.
Yes, to O2ES.com. Okay. Yeah, come sign up. We're getting things ready to rock and roll. Just before I forget, we've got a huge event coming up for Give Reading.
Yes, yes.
Which is November 14th. It's the second Friday. It's a week from Friday. Excuse me. And it's a big community event that we're asking for donations that we can give back to One Safe Place, Rising Shasta, and the Good News Rescue Mission. And we're trying to provide non-perishable foods. We're trying to provide a meal for a family that may be in need and is maybe struggling, or gifts for children that may be unwrapped gifts.
Okay.
You know, so we've got a big vehicle down there. Caliber Office Furniture usually comes in, brings in their big truck. We fill it full. We take stuff to the Good News Rescue Mission. We just make our little deliveries, but it's always been such a huge event. And so we're just calling on the community and calling on members to bring down their canned goods, bring their non-perishable foods, and, you know, come support the community, because it's what it's all about.
So November 14th, tell our listeners where O2 staffing is located and what the hours are.
Yes, absolutely. So it's going to be at 2070 Churn Creek, which is the backside of our 915 Mistletoe Avenue address. So it's kind of right around the corner. The parking lot's a little bigger. And we will be there from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m.
Okay.
So bring by, just, you can drive through, drop it off. You're welcome to get out. If your business wants to sign up as a sponsor, meaning you'll take in some donations, bring them down, you certainly can do so. You can go online to O2ES.com and sign up as a sponsor. Your business will be promoted with Give Reading information on it, as well as your logo, and it's totally free. There's nothing you need to do other than maybe collect some goods at your office and bring them down, but we'd love to see you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, and unwrapped toys. So if you don't have the perishables,
correct,
or go buy the perishables.
And, and what day is that?
Friday, November 14th.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the government shutdown, which is in its 39th day?
Yeah.
There's been an outpouring of people wanting to help. Mm-hmm. They're going to pay some of the SNAP, money, but half, maybe half, and it'll be delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's things like this that can ensure that families actually have a holiday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's our goal. And we've, you know, gosh, I don't know how many years we've been doing it. I want to say we're close to 12 to 13 years, but it's been a long-standing, you know, community event that we are just so proud of, and we want to just invite anybody that can come down. Like I said, bring a couple canned goods. You don't have to bring in a huge turkey and a ham and all that good stuff. What, every little bit helps.
Yeah, you know, you bring a bag of things like dressing and, green beans, corn, all that kind of stuff.
Non-perishable, that
has not expired.
Yes, please.
And
please, no.
Do not empty the back of your prepper supply that's,
correct,
you know, that expired 5 years ago.
Right.
No, just bring, you go down to the dollar store.
Sure.
And you can fill that up. And, I mean, it's, the food's good. I mean,
absolutely,
it's got maybe a different name, but it's all packaged in the same area.
Of course.
So, and this is a way to help out some people who are having a tough time.
Yeah.
Do you need, within that, do you guys do dog food or cat food?
You know, we haven't, but I think that's a great idea. That would be a really good idea.
I mean, it would have to be marked,
of course,
because, you know, you can't throw your cans together.
But I would imagine, absolutely.
Yeah.
God, I take care of those fur babies as well. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, for sure. No, so anything would help. We would love to see you guys, but that's a big event coming up that we have, you know, coming up, as well as, you know, all this labor law stuff.
Wow.
You know, it's time to get your handbooks updated, making sure they're up to date, and we finally have an updated handbook.
Like I do.
That's
like
right.
Like we do here now.
You
thanks
do.
To O2
yes.
Employment Services, and I went from a 18-page booklet to a, what?
Probably 48.
48.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my 18 pages was done 18 years ago.
You know, you think you're kind of a, you know, I'm just not talking about us personally, but when I think of business is closing and business is opening. This
yeah.
is just the evolving what business, you know, like you maybe somebody's gone into business for 5, 6, 7 years and decide that's good. We did it. Okay. We're going to do something else.
Yeah.
But for those new business owners or those who've been in business a long time, not really understanding,
sure.
you know, laws,
yeah.
simple little laws like bathroom laws yeah. or, I'm not really sure, but having those posters up
yes.
are, that's a law.
It is. Yes. 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 Employees must know their rights. And so I think one of the things, and I'm just as guilty, like I was a manager for an oncology center for 20 years and I, you know, thought I was really good at all these things. Well, there were things that I didn't realize I needed to update and I needed to do. And I was like, thank heavens I had a great administrative assistant who was on track with all that HR stuff, you know, because I was busy managing my team, managing physicians, taking care of patient care. And so when you think about business owners, you went into business to be in business for something you're good at, something you're selling, something you're providing a service for because you're passionate about that. You're not passionate about HR and making sure you have the correct I-9 form. You're just not. You're like, I just know I need people. I need help. I can train them. I'm going to make sure they have a great work environment. But now employers are required to have posters and employee handbooks and policies and, you know, your tax forms and making sure your employees have retirement funds, right? If you have one or more employees, you have to provide some kind of retirement account. You know, then you talk about benefits and did you give them out their information at the time that they were eligible to receive it? Did you, you know, make sure that you understand what laws are out there that make employers have to give bereavement leave or give jury duty or time off for voting like today. You know, there's requirements that employees, if they don't have working hours to do it, you give them time off to go do it. There's all those kinds of things that people just don't realize that are out there because you're busy focusing on your business.
Right.
So that's where we come in. Where we come in and we say, hey, let's simplify this. Let's put it in a cute little Tiffany box and I'm going to give it back to you. And I'm going to say, here's what you need to do. Here's what you need. And I'm going to give you the tools to be successful. You need to implement, but I got you.
And, you know, and it's gotten, as we've learned over the year that you've been with us, mm-hmm. talking to us, that, I mean, on so many occasions after you've been here, I went, where do I get that, where do I get that form? And you'll go, well, it's right here, Carl. And so we'll download the form, make sure everybody signed it.
Yeah.
And so, but it's just too much for me.
Absolutely.
And our people are part-time.
Yes.
So our bookkeeper, who also does HR stuff,
yes.
is part-time.
She's
and
wonderful.
Well, she'll be listening to the December 3rd
yes.
presentation,
mm-hmm.
and she takes real good notes, and she'll go, we have to do this and this and this.
Yep. I said,
okay.
Yep.
But you're right. I mean, it's for the small business person, it's mm-hmm. almost overwhelming. They have 5, 6 employees.
Yes.
You know, they're not the $5 million,
right.
you know, business at
right.
all.
Right, right. You don't have in-house HR.
No.
You don't have in-house payroll. You're a small business owner, and we get that. That's where we kind of step in.
And you all do a great job at that, too.
Well, thank you. Well, we try really hard. And, you know, the good thing is that you can call me. And I answer the phone. You're not getting a phone tree. You're not getting, you know, somebody else that's, you know, not necessarily in California because California law is very different.
Uh-huh.
Very, very different.
Okay, we're going to need to take a quick break and we'll come back for our last segment with Jennifer Cram and O2 Employment Services.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former mayor of Reading, encouraging you to vote no on Measure A. The city of Reading gave huge raises in 21-22 with one-time funding and the whole time knowing that sales tax was short. Now the city is $8 million behind and they want you to bail them out. Take a look at who is financially supporting this tax increase and who will benefit from it. I say no on Measure A. The city needs to balance their budget, but not on the backs of taxpayers. I'm Patrick Jones, and I paid for this act.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden scent care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Reading Police Department joins us. We'll find out what's going on with the police and all the different activities that are happening in our area. But today, we're here with Jennifer Cram, the operations officer of O2 Employment Services. We have found out that there's... Gee, what a surprise. A couple handfuls of bills.
Did they ever
do away with some of them? Or once the regulation is there?
You know, that's a great question. Not in my lifetime. Not that I've ever seen. What I do see is that they go back and amend them and change them. Okay. But usually it's not in anybody's great favor. Maybe the employee, maybe the employer. Sometimes it's the employer, but rarely do they completely do away with anything.
It should be something that for every bill that you pass, you get rid of one.
Absolutely. It's kind of like buying a new pair of shoes, right? That's what my husband says. You buy a new pair of shoes, you need to get rid of old pair. But I have a really hard time with that.
Well, you and Linda. Oh, really? Yeah. Well, Linda, you know, Linda goes through, and I'm sure you do too, mm-hmm. probably every 6 months. You go through your closet and get rid of all the old stuff.
I try.
Oh, yeah, and try to clean up the closet, and mm-hmm. then over the next 6 months, you...
There's even more.
You fill it up.
I know. Yeah. I know I have a weakness for shoes, for sure. Yes, yes. But all anyway, right. Yes, we would hope that, you know, they'd get rid of some of this stuff. But unfortunately, that's not the case this year. We've got a couple of laws that have passed. I know last month I spoke about the ones that were potentially happening. The good news is not all of them passed, so that's the good news. But there is a new notice. It's a standalone written notice that workplace rights to all current employees must be handed out by February 1st of 2026. So the DIR is going to publish this document. We have not seen it yet. It's not even out. It's not even available. It's supposed to be out by January 31st. So we'll see what that is.
By January 31st, it has to be handed out on February 1st.
It's February 1st, yeah. So they, you know, gave themselves plenty of time and not enough turnaround time for us. So we're hoping maybe it's a little earlier in January, but that is going to be a new notice that needs to be handed out to employees.
Do they sign it?
It doesn't say, but I would imagine it's probably like something in their take-home packet. So right now, as an employer, you're required to hand out multiple different documents at the time of hire. And that, I would imagine, is going to be included in that. But I'm not positive if it's something that has to be signed. We usually have employees sign an acknowledgement that they received all their take-home documents, which goes over FEMLA, CFRA, paid disability, PFL, which is paid family leave.
Is that all in your handbook?
Not in the handbook. It's a separate packet. But we do have that a la carte. We can get that to you.
Okay.
Yes, so we've got that. And for you employers, you've got to make sure that you have an emergency contact must be provided to employees to designate an emergency contact by March 30th. So if you currently your employees don't have an emergency contact, you need to ask them if they would like to designate somebody and if to notify them in the event that the employee is arrested or detained at work. We need the employee's consent to make sure we can contact the emergency contact. Personnel records, the law has expanded, saying that you must include educational and training records for the employers to maintain. So if your employee attends some kind of seminar, continuing education, they need to keep those in the employee files.
Okay.
There's another one that's a stay or pay, which is an interesting law. A lot of employers will actually do loans for tuition reimbursement. So employees come to you and they say, hey, I want to continue my education. Maybe in my case, like I want to get another certification in HR. It's going to cost $1,500. Well, you have to really be careful of the language with those contracts now. You have to change some of the verbiage in there because you can't require the employee to necessarily pay it all back. So oftentimes employers will say, well, sure, I'll give you the $1,500, but you need to stay 3 years.
Oh, okay.
And I will forgive it over each year that you stay. So each year that you stay, it's going to reduce down and we're going to pro rata your $1,500. Well, there's new language that you need to be very specific on and very careful with in the new year, which we used to not have to worry about, but now we do. So if you're doing any of those kinds of contracts or agreements.
That seems to me very basic. I'm going to pay your $1,500. Mm-hmm. You owe me 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how much each month is
yep.
worth.
Mm-hmm.
And do you agree to that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you leave after 2 years and
then
4 months, you owe me this mm-hmm. much money. That seems to be a simple contract, but it's not anymore.
Not anymore. We have to change some of the language and make sure that it protects the employee and the employer, and you can't penalize them or, you know, all these good things. So, yes, if you're going to be doing those, you just need to make sure legal counsel or somebody's reviewing it.
I guess if you fire them.
Right.
That's
yes. Yeah. Are you going to forgive that? Are you going to hold that enforceable?
That's where I think the language is. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Let's see. Pay transparency. Requirements for pay transparencies are expected by revising the definition of pay scale to include a good faith estimate of employee ranges for wages. So if you have 15 or more employees, you need to, and if you post a job online, you need to give some kind of good faith effort of this is the pay range that I'm going to be providing.
Do you have to put in, like, I've seen places that said the CEO makes this much and you're going to be making this much? Let's hope not.
No, not that has not passed. But you do need to give a reasonable good faith range. So
yeah, I understand.
You
I can
can't
understand.
Say, okay, we're starting at now, say $16.90, and it goes all the way up to $250,000. Even though that's a pay range, is that a good faith pay range?
Is what they're saying.
So we need to make it reasonable. We want to make sure that employees understand. You know, this is where job descriptions really come into play because a lot of times, like you've got your plumbers, you've got apprentices, you've got your journeymen, you've got all these different levels, right? So you need to have job descriptions that are specific for those jobs and give a specific pay range for that area so people know, oh my gosh, if I go back and I finish this and I grow with the company, I could potentially make X amount of dollars. But
sure.
So it's something that needs to have this new good faith estimate in there. Yes. And so we've also got mass layoff notices. The written notice required under the California WARN Act must now include information about coordination with local workforce development boards, CalFresh, and functioning email and phone numbers for the employers. So there's some requirements if you're going to do mass layoff, but that's big, big companies.
Yeah. How can, this goes back to you all again, how can small business, maybe have 5, 6, maybe even 8 or 10 employees.
Yeah.
Keep up with all this. And that.
I don't know.
And then if the state comes down, they can fine you.
For
not doing it.
Absolutely. Well, it's Cal OSHA. It's all of these agencies, right? We've got so many that we're trying to just, you know, make sure we're doing the best we can. I always say employers do the right thing. You know, usually it will come out in the wash, but you know, if you're flagrantly going against something or doing something knowingly, that's where you run into problems.
And I think
there's some business owners that are like that, but there's also ones that are really trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes they just need reassurance. So that's when you call and you say, hey, I just need to run this through with somebody. I need to get somebody that's in the day-to-day, right? And that's what we do, day-to-day. HR, payroll, benefits, workers' compensation, staffing, recruiting, new hires, terminations, separations, layoffs, commission agreements, bonus agreements, all of those things. We find ourselves as the experts here, especially in Northern California.
Well, how do people get a hold of O2 Employment?
Well, you can definitely give us a call at 530-223-4674, or you can look at us on our website at o2es.com, and you can contact us and reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
And the a la carte menu they have really is very beneficial.
We have our
workers' handbook, and there's other things that we reach out, and because in our situation, we need help on those kind of things.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet, and be warm and dry out there.
Yes.
And tomorrow, Reading Police Department. Have a good day. It is rainy out.